shows, but we are now.
Hi. How are you, Luke?
I'm so good. How are you?
I'm good.
Good.
Should we introduce who we are?
We should. I'm Luke.
I'm Eleanor, and we were once babies.
This is our show.
Yeah, and this week we have a fun theme.
Fun?
No, it's really not. It's not fun. I had a really hard time picking my topic.
Yeah, same. But the theme is crying, if you had forgotten.
Yep.
And we're excited. I mean, I'm excited about it, I guess.
Well, yeah, I'm tentatively excited because I, again, had such a hard time picking.
Yeah, my story isn't really a story. It's more like...
rambling?
Kind of, yeah.
That's what I'm doing, too.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Anyways, Eleanor, what is one strange thing you did this week?
Well, it's Halloween today, but that's Hampshire true. Celebrates Halloween on the weekend with some events, and to celebrate my Hampshire Halloween, I played a drinking game where we watched Arthur, like the childhood show, and drank every time DW acted spoiled, every time Buster ate a weird food, things like that. It was really, really fun.
That sounds amazing. I can't imagine, like, mothers are, like, having their children watch Arthur only to know when they grow older they will play drinking games to it.
I love that show. Yeah. Luke, what's one strange thing that you did this week?
I ate frozen fries.
Oh, God.
I couldn't really think of one. But
yours are always, like, weird food related or chapstick.
Chapstick, right. Well, I have a coworker who loves frozen fries, and she'll just eat them as I'm, like, packaging them, and I'm like, what are you doing? And then tonight, I was like, I gotta try it. Maybe they're good.
Yeah.
And I didn't like them at all. They were horrible. So
that sounds super gross, but yeah. I am now curious.
Yeah, well, I will bring you a frozen fry one day.
Thank you. Well, but it'll, like, thaw.
Not in, like, 20 minutes. They're pretty frozen, you know?
Okay, fair.
Okay. Anyways.
Are you ready to talk about your story / ramble?
Yes. Okay. So, our theme is crying once again. So, I'm just going to dive right in. All right. So, all throughout my growing up, I hated crying in front of my family. Like, I basically didn't do it at all. I can remember very few times that I actually cried in front of them due to, like, personal issues. I only remember crying due to, like, maybe, like, pain that I had from, like, a physical event or because one of them was hurt. Those are, like, the only times I remember crying. And for some reason, I just couldn't cry in front of them. It wasn't that, like, I didn't feel like I could cry. Like, they're very open people. My sister cries all the time in front of my mom and whatnot. But I had this, like, barrier where I just didn't feel like I could ever let it down. Like, I could cry. Like, I'm, like, the happy person, have to be happy all the time, you know? So I never cried. Anyways, so from school, as I have mentioned before, throughout high school, I had a big mountain pass that I drove over. And it takes about an hour to drive to school and back. So every night at about 9 or 10 o'clock, I would basically drive home alone from Wyoming to Idaho. And so I had this whole hour ride to myself, right? And so what I'd do is I'd turn on music. And so I have to lay out the path so you can get the scene pretty much first. So it's... on one side of the pass, it's a cliff. So basically, if you go off, you'll die.
Great.
And then on the other side, it's straight up. So it's like a rock wall or like trees, basically.
Sounds very dramatic.
It really is very dramatic. And then the roads on the pass are really curvy. So you have to go pretty slow. It's very steep.
Is there like a guardrail?
There is a guardrail. But there have been like... so only semis can go over the pass in the summer, but a lot of times they're really dumb and they will go over the pass in the winter and they'll just fly off the guardrail because they don't have enough brakes and it's so steep that they'll just go over the pass. Yeah. Anyways.
That's horrifying.
It really is. It's scary. So every night I'd return around 9 or 10 in the evening, and there were very few cars on the road, so it was this very, like... solo experience, you know, just driving at night with the music in your ears, and then you're like looking down, you're like, I could die anytime. And usually it's either really snowy or, like, especially in the winters. And so it's sort of this very serene experience.
That you had every day.
That I had every day, pretty much, of the week at least. Yes. So for some reason, during this time, like the first 30 minutes of this trip over the pass, I felt like it was the perfect place to cry, just like when I was in my car all alone. And it wasn't, a lot of times it wasn't because I was sad, but it was almost just because I could. Mm. And so I would just cry to cry, and I'd be listening to the sad music because I really like sad songs for some reason.
Yeah.
And I would just like bawl for 30 minutes. And then when I got home, I'd be like, oh, hi mom, like, what's up? And she's like, how's your run? I was like, oh, great. But I mean, sometimes it would be because I was actually sad, but, and it wouldn't be every day of the week, obviously, but I would say like at least twice a week, I would just cry just because like I could.
That's a lot of crying.
I know. So it kind of sounds, it sounds weird, but
wow,
it was nice.
Yeah.
For me, it was like very liberating and was like the only time that I felt like I could be that way, you know? Because once I got to my home, it was like my normal self again. Anyways, but I don't obviously relate the past to being a sad memory because the past is like so many good memories. But for these particular occasions, it was like a really nice release of emotion, I guess.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's my story.
Crying is so powerful.
It is. It does so many things too. It's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. Now I want to like read a scientific study about what crying does, but
does crying do? Yeah.
Okay. So many reactions. One, I feel like this is the epitome of like why you're not supposed to cry in a car. Like, were you worried that crying would make you less safe?
That's really funny that you mentioned that, because like my first driving class I took, it's like, if you are feeling angry or sad, don't drive.
Yeah, that's like what I've seen in the movies.
Yeah, it's true. But no, because it wasn't like I was like, I'm so bummed I can't look at the road. It was just like I was crying, you know?
Okay. Yeah, I don't think, I've never cried and drove before.
Yeah.
Driven.
You also haven't driven a lot.
Yeah, it's true.
Also, though, this pass, I knew so well. I felt like I could do it with my eyes closed.
Oh, God.
So crying wasn't bad, I don't think.
Yeah. Do you think that, have you analyzed why you feel a need to be a happy person around your family and, like, not cry in front of them?
Yes. I think it's mostly due, that's a really good question, by the way. I think it's mostly due to the fact that growing up, my sister was like the problem child.
Yeah.
And so I felt like I needed to be the good one.
Yep.
And because I didn't want my mom to have to deal with like two problem children.
Yeah.
So when she cried and if I was happy, it was like almost like a breath from my mom when she came to me instead of having like to deal with two bad children, basically.
Yeah.
That's my analyzation currently, but
that's like relatable. Every time I'm talking about like perfectionism in therapy, my therapist is always like, do you think that relates to like the dynamics in your family and how your sister was like I wouldn't call her the problem child, but just maybe a little dramatic when she was younger. Okay. I'm smiling right now. I know my whole family's listening. yeah, I don't know. Just like if my sister was the one crying or being like, I need something, or like having what my family would call a big noisy fuss, which is a quote from the Ramona books by Beverly Cleary. But I would, you know, be the calm one.
Yeah.
So for sure. That relates, but I feel comfortable crying around my family.
Okay.
So
does your sister too?
For the most part. I don't know so much anymore, but I think she used to, or at least she was comfortable being angry around my family, which I feel less comfortable around.
Same.
And that might have led to tears, but I wouldn't say she, like, would cry. I think I am a little more comfortable crying around my family than she is, but
okay,
definitely less comfortable being angry.
Interesting.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. When I was writing this story, I felt like there are so many aspects of crying that came up, and I was like, oh my God.
I know. I feel like we could
talk about so much.
We really could. I was considering proposing, like, not even playing music, just, like, talking.
Just talking the entire time.
Yeah.
About what crying means.
Yeah, because there's so much.
It really is. So, my song.
Yeah.
Is called Lying to You, I think, right?
Yep,
yeah. It's called Lying to You by Keaton Henson. It is a really sad song. It is just so sad. But it's one of the songs that I would play first if I felt like I should cry. And then once it came on, it's not like I particularly like this song.
Yeah.
It's just that
it's really sad.
Very, like, sad.
Oh,
when
boy.
I hear it.
This artist is just, like, has the most sad music.
I always wonder, like, what happened to you? Why are you so sad?
Yeah, it's a lot. Definitely have a lot of his songs on my cry playlists.
Yeah.
I don't really have any cry playlists, but if I were to.
Okay.
Yeah.
But this song was the first one I played, and then pretty much the rest of my songs that I have on this playlist were the other ones that I also listened to while going over the pass. Another one was I Forget Where We Were by Ben Howard. My favorite song on the planet. Anyways, but you'll hear that later. So.
Yeah, and we'll play the Lying to You now, but just if you're wondering which songs are Luke's, and it's the really, really sad songs. My songs are about crying, but they're a little happier.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, are you ready to listen? Can
yes.
we handle it?
Maybe.
I can see in your eyes that you mean it. I can feel in your arms that it's true. And though I just heard myself say it, baby, I'm lying to you. Baby, I'm lying to you. Years you've been lonely, knowing not what you should do. And though you are right, I've been looking as well. Babe, I'm not looking for you. Babe, I'm not looking for you. Disappointed as you, only I just do better to hide it. And the one thing that keeps me from falling for you is I'm truly alone and I like it. Yeah, I'm truly alone and I like it. As we lie in bed, I feel lonely. Though we're young, I feel 80 years old. And your arms around me, keeping me warm. But baby, I'm still feeling cold. Baby, I'm still feeling cold. Girl, you must know you are lovely. You're kind and you're beautiful too. And I feel in some way I do love you. But babe, I'm not in love with you. Babe, I'm not in love. Seems strange that I still stay with you. If it's true, you're not really the one. just keep on looking for. Cause I found her, but now she's gone. Cause I found her, but now she is gone. Cause I found her, but now she is gone. Cause once I found her, but now she is gone.
So that was the song. I hope everyone cried when they listened to it.
Yeah, it was a lot.
It is a lot.
Did you listen to the whole thing through? Like, because there's that little, that section that's different at the end.
There is. And I liked that section. It was like, oh, he's not singing anymore. yeah, it's a very sad song. I have one more Keaton Henson song on the playlist too, which is also so sad.
Do you know the song Small Hands by him?
By him? Yes.
That song is so sad.
Literally every single one of his songs I can't handle.
I know.
Nowadays I don't listen to him as much or it'll just make me cry.
How did you choose this song to be the one to play?
Because it was the first one.
Right. You said that already. Yeah. I apologize.
No, it's okay. It's totally fine. So, yeah.
Wait, so and it was a playlist that you would listen to? Or it would was. You like queue up some songs?
It was a playlist.
Okay.
Yeah, that had these four, five songs and more.
Were they in order? Did I like mess up the order?
No,
of them?
You didn't at all.
Okay.
They just had them on them.
How did you choose the rest of the order?
Or the ones that went in?
Yeah. Or like, no, not the ones that, like in this playlist.
Oh, in my playlist I had before?
Yeah. Did you like go like this sad song? Oh, this one's really sad. Like less sad. Like, okay, gotta get home now. Gotta stop crying.
So basically I had a few that were like for sure to make me cry.
Mm-hmm.
And that was like the Keaton Henson one, the Ben Howard one, even though Ben Howard I think is happy too in a sense. Anyways, so I had like the saddest.
Yeah.
And then from there on it was kind of random. I got a good cry out, you know.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well,
so yeah.
Thank you for sharing that.
Of course.
It sounds really special. And
definitely.
Yeah.
Like someday
wonderful.
You'll see the Pax, Eleanor.
I hope so. And don't ever want to, but really do want to. It sounds so scary. But I trust you and your driving. So
Thank you.
As long as you keep your eyes open.
I will. All right. Are you ready to tell your story?
I am. I'm ready to ramble.
Okay.
Kind of just about my relationship with crying. Yeah, I don't know. Like I've been saying, and Luke has been saying, there was so much that this topic brought up. And like different subsections and reasons to cry. And I really had a hard time choosing. And I chose like 15 minutes ago what I was going to talk about. And yeah, I think discussions of crying are super interesting also, which was one of the subtopics I was considering
I definitely think there should be more discussions of crying too.
I think so too.
I feel like it's so.
Yeah.
Not
maybe
talked about.
We could even like do another crying episode about something more specific.
True. Or we could bring people in and like have questions.
Ooh, yeah.
Ha ha, interview time.
Yeah.
Anyways.
I feel like there will be... Yeah, you know what? Just gonna focus. Okay. So, when I was thinking about my, like, crying, I was brought back to how I felt about it when I was younger. And this is maybe around the age of 8, but... And maybe a little older. But crying really marked something as significant, especially not like an event so much at the time, but a thing. So if a book made me cry, or a TV show or a movie, it like usually became my favorite. Like all of my favorite things when I was younger were things that made me cry.
That's so interesting.
Yeah. Wow. And I think... I can't really remember exactly back that far, but I know that there was a way that I, like, I think I wanted to prove it to myself. Like, it told me that I cared. If I cried, it told me that I cared about that thing, but I also would make myself cry or encourage myself to cry in order to prove to myself or prove to others that I liked that thing.
Whoa.
Yeah.
So you did this around people.
Sometimes I would do it alone and tell people about it. Or one time I was really into the TV show Lost and there are a lot of deaths on that TV show and I cared about the characters. So I would cry sometimes. I don't even remember how much. I think the first time I genuinely was like, it made me really emotional. And then every time after that, I was like, I care about this character. They have died. I need to like be like, I care about them. So I must cry again. And there was one specific time where I was watching Lost. A character died. At the end of the episode, spoiler alert, Boone? Do you know that character? Okay. Or it might have been, yeah, I think it was him. But, which was an early death. I think after I finished the episode, I went and rewatched the part where he dies. And filmed myself on photo booth crying.
No.
Yeah, it's probably still on my family computer. So, learning a lot about me.
You go to your parents, look, I cried.
I think so. I don't even know. I might have, I really don't know how it functioned. Like, why. I just wanted to document it and, like, prove something to myself or others. And crying was the way I did that. I also remember another specific memory was when I watched Titanic for the first time with my sister. She had already watched it. She's 3 years younger. When a certain character dies at the end, do people know Titanic?
Everyone knows Titanic.
Jack dies, and I just, like, bawled. My parents were at their book group, so it was just my sister and me, and I was, like, 12, and I was bawling. I was like, Jack, no! Jack! And my sister, like, took me to the bathroom and, like, wet a washcloth and was, like, wiping my eyes, and I was, like, sobbing. My parents came home, and I was like, you don't know what happened! Something like that. So,
okay, wait. Were you crying because you were actually sad, or because you needed to, like, show your sister that it meant something to you?
Probably both.
Okay.
It's hard to separate now, and I think I, like, it's funny to me. Like, I make fun of myself, but that's also not good, because those were, like, genuine emotions in some way.
Yeah.
So I should also, like, value that. That movie made me really sad,
yeah,
you know?
Jack dying was really sad.
It was really sad, and maybe I wanted my, like, comfort around it, and maybe I was sad about other things, and I just needed to, like, bawl.
Right.
But, yeah. So... Then that sort of led into this weird thing of, like, when I was older and connecting with things from my childhood, especially, like, books or TV shows or movies that made me cry, I always felt an obligation to cry again to show that, like, I still cared. Huh. And, like, every time I read my favorite book, I don't know, I mean, I think it's still a great book, this book, Kira Kira by Cynthia Katahata.
Okay.
Every time at the end, I'm like, I have to cry, because I cried the first time, and I was like, I still need to cry, because this is sad, and, yeah, so, like, whenever I rewatch a movie that made me cry before, I feel an obligation, or, like, a sense of, like, well, are you going to cry? Are you not going to cry? And I want to cry because it, yeah. that means something to me.
Huh.
But that's, like, a lot. It's a yeah. lot to, like, expect yourself to cry and, like, judge yourself based off of that.
Mm-hmm.
And I was doing that a lot. So, yeah, I think I struggled with that and was unsure about it. And, like, it ties back to my perfectionism of, like, I have to experience the perfect emotions
yeah.
at this time to, like, show something to myself or other people or whatever. So now I'm kind of in a place where crying still marks significance. And sometimes I'm still like, hey, I cried today. Or
yeah.
like, it's still a way to communicate something.
Hmm.
Like, hey, I cried in public on the subway today.
Yeah.
Which is like, I mean, that was a whole other topic. I was like, what if I talk about crying in public and share those stories? Uh-huh. So there's that. But yeah, I think when I cry, it tells me something now. It tells me like, oh, there might be something you need to deal with that right. you didn't know you had to deal with. Or like, hey, maybe you feel comfortable around this person and you feel like okay crying in front right. of them. Or hey, like you're sad, it's time to cry.
Yeah.
But I've also allowed myself space to not cry and not force it, and know that there's also significance in not crying. Like, hey, why did I not cry at my high school graduation?
Right.
And or like, why did I not cry when I stubbed my toe? I don't know. Things like that. Like, that also gives information. So my feelings have definitely shifted. But that's still very much a part of my past, this like dramatized crying for other people and my own like validation around my emotions. Mm-hmm. But now I have healthier ways of doing that.
Yeah.
And like still love crying.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Every sentence you said, I was like, I have a question. but I'm going to try to ask you just a couple.
Okay.
And plus I can't remember all of them.
That's understandable.
So, when you were speaking of when you were younger, you cried like at very specific times, it seemed like. Do you feel like you cried at those specific times because there was like a buildup of emotion and you felt like you couldn't cry at a different time and you like sort of let it all out during these specific events in movies or in songs, as you're referring to? Or was it just because you felt like you, as you were saying, like needed to prove something?
Sorry, I had to burp. It's chronic. anyway, moving on. That was a great question. Didn't mean to disrespect it. I think it was both. I felt a need and still feel a need to be pretty in control in my life. And like, yeah, and to have, like, to come off as somewhat put together,
yeah.
which I think made me not want to cry in other circumstances. And mm-hmm. It's not like I remember lots of times where I really wanted to cry and I wouldn't let myself in school, but I know that, or, like, at home. But I think I wasn't just, like, it didn't feel easy to, like, let my emotions loose yeah. at other times. But something about watching or reading a sad story and, like, letting people know that I connected with it or I found it sad. And, like, I found it really sad. Sad enough to make me, like, sob.
Right.
That felt like a way to communicate some sort of, like, emotional depth or, like, huh. like show people that I was sad but not necessarily have to tell them
yeah.
about why I was sad. Like, I remember I'm in, I don't know, 8th grade watching Perks of Being a Wallflower for the first time in the theater and sobbing at the end. And I don't really remember encouraging that. I think rewatching it, I've definitely like been like, you gotta cry. But I think that was a way of like, I felt sad about other things or things connected to that movie, but
mm-hmm.
didn't have a way I knew how to communicate it yet. Okay. So crying about it was an outlet.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Let's see. I'll ask one more question.
Cool.
Okay. So you spoke a little bit to how crying can be an obligation, which I actually haven't thought about a lot, but, it's very true. It is an obligation. Like at a funeral, you know, you're supposed to cry. And at, you know, these specific events and whatnot. Did you feel like it was an obligation for you in your life? And by like crying being an obligation, how did it like change? Does that make sense?
Obligation meaning like something other people were putting in forward or that I was putting forward or
that you were putting forward.
I think, yeah, it did feel like an or it didn't feel quite like an obligation, but it felt like something I needed to do in order to prove something to myself. So that was kind of an obligation.
Right. An obligation to yourself.
Like, okay. I would feel better about myself if I cried. And if I didn't cry.
Okay.
I would think, like, I had changed in some negative way or I wasn't, like, I don't know. Either some mix between, like, I was less happy or more happy and, like,
okay.
Those feelings, my feelings about that interpretation was a lot. That didn't really make sense. But, yeah. And but the second question was, how did that obligation affect you?
Yeah.
I think it's just made crying more loaded, which which kind of sucks. Like, rather than just going with the flow, I'm like, I wonder if I'll cry. What does that mean if I do? What does that mean if I don't? Like, let me write about it in my journal before it even happens. Which is just like, you know, it's a lot of like overthinking and
for sure.
Not just like being in the moment and like having yourself be free to do whatever you need, but instead it was like, I have to decide beforehand, which I think also comes from us like needing to be in control.
Huh. Yeah.
Yeah. Like deciding if also times when I was like, I'm not going to cry.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Yeah.
It's definitely affected me, but I think I have a healthier outlook, but still, yeah. Like there are times where I am trying to figure out if I should cry or not.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah. So the song I'm going to play
is
a song by Chris Gethard. I don't even know this guy, but it's featuring Mal Blum, who I love, and it's called Crying at the Wawa. A Wawa is a, store at a gas station that's pretty high class gas station store. But I really like the song because it's kind of a happy song about crying in public and about like talking about crying in public and sort of making it dramatic, but also it's accepting of it and like has some great messages and is funny and a great song. So
yay!
I'm so excited to hear. Click play.
All right.
Okay, I'm home. It was an okay show. None of my friends really wanted to go. I went alone, didn't mind it though. You know me, I got an eye for those. I go hard if I go at all. I'm sad, but it's not your fault. It's just me, I got a tender heart. I come together and I fall apart. But hey, everybody's got something. Everybody's got something. Everybody's got something. Everybody does. Oh fuck, I'm crying at the Wawa again. What did you expect? What do you want from me? I'm crying at the Wawa again. What did you expect? What do you want? The cashier is staring at me. I think that he wants me to leave. I can't believe I'm doing this right next to the milkshake machine. You're buying milk, you're buying cheese. There must be something wrong with me. I make a mess, I make a scene. But everybody, please believe I'm fine. You wanna go? You know me, I don't mind it. No, I sleep alone. I don't miss you though. Well, maybe in a different song. It's alright. now the money's tight. I can't talk, got a show tonight. And hey, ain't that what I wrote it for? And surprise, what, now you wanna see me more? I guess everybody's got something. Everybody's got something. Everybody's got something. Everybody doesn't mind is crying in the Wawa again. What did you expect? What do you want from me? I'm crying in the Wawa again. What did you expect? What do you want? Cashier is staring at me. I think that he wants me to leave. I can't believe I'm doing this right next to the milkshake machine. You're buying milk, you're buying cheese. There must be something wrong with me. I'll make a mess, I'll make a scene, but everybody will believe I'm fine. And everybody will believe I'm fine.
Why would anyone believe that? You're not fine. If you were, you wouldn't be crying in line at the greater Philadelphia area's finest convenience store. What are people supposed to think you're crying for? Best case scenario, people believe you're crying because the dispenser's out of pumpkin coffee. I mean, think about that. That's the best case scenario, crying over coffee. But there's some real shit going on. And if the people in this Wawa knew how much strength it took for you to even get out of bed, let alone into a car, let alone make it here, they would applaud you for being the hero
that you are.
Yeah, you're feeling feelings, and that's real. And maybe you're feeling judged by these soft pretzel eaters. But sometimes you gotta cry in public, even if it makes a bunch of people in a Wawa really,
really uncomfortable.
So, to all the girls and all the boys who feel like they're on the island of misfit boys,
cry at home, cry at school.
Crying's not just okay,
crying's cool.
Life is hard,
nobody knows me. Go to the Wawa, cry to your hoagie, cry to your surfer. You're the Wawa equivalent. Be happy, be sad, just don't be ambivalent. I don't know why I'm sad, I don't know why I'm sad. I don't know why I'm so sad, why I'm so sad, why I'm so sad. I don't know why I'm sad, I don't know why I'm sad. I don't know why I'm so sad, why I'm so sad, why I'm so sad. I don't know why I'm sad, I don't know why I'm sad. I don't know why I'm so sad, why I'm so sad, why I'm so sad. I don't know why I'm sad, I don't know why I'm sad. I don't know why I'm so sad, why I'm so sad, why I'm so sad. And crying in the Wawa again. What did you expect? What do you want from me? I'm crying in the Wawa again. What did you expect? What do you want? The cashier is staring at me. I think that he wants me to leave. I can't believe I'm doing this again. The cashier is staring at me. I think that he wants me to leave. I can't believe I'm doing this again. What do you want?
You liked that.
That was good.
You really dug it.
It was really, that was epic.
Vamping. It was vamping.
Vamping. Do you teach improv?
I do. I did for a long time.
You could tell with your kazoo skills.
Thank you.
Shows.
Thank you.
So that's a really fun song.
It is. This song was already so much happier than all of mine combined.
Yep. It's a happy, sad song, because you're like, if you listen to the lyrics, there's a lot of statements that really resonate, but it's also like such a happy song, and you're just like, you're like crying by milk and cheese, like, which is a lyric. And it's fun. It's interesting because like Malblum is singing like, I'm such a mess, but they're singing it in such a happy way.
Yeah, it's also like in a major key, so it's like happy, happy.
Yeah. So, yeah, just makes me think about being dramatic and like, oh, I'm such a mess. Like, let me tell everybody about it.
Like your young self.
Yeah, but also like, it's so healthy. And crying in public, which is a whole other
shebang.
Yeah.
For another day. Yeah. We were thinking of doing crying part two.
Yeah. Maybe this will just be a crying podcast. It is like we were once babies.
So we will play the rest of our playlist now.
Yep.
We have a lot of sad songs and other happy ones.
Yeah. Or yep. All or more happy ones. Happier, not necessarily happy, but yeah. Happier.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we will see you after.
Yep.
I was a quick, wet boy diving too deep for coins. All of your streamlined eyes wide on my plastic toys. And when the cops closed the fair, I cut my long baby hair. Stole me a dog-eared map, called for you everywhere. Have I found you? Flightless bird, jealous, we. Send my soul blunt tongue and watching the boys and rats curl through the white fence cracks, pissing on magazine photos, those fish and lures thrown in. Blood of Christ, mountain stream, have I found you, flightless bird, grounded, bleeding, lost you.
Around the world.
hey, I wasn't listening. I was watching Syria, blinded by the sunshine strip. You were in the kitchen. Oh yeah, my runner's mouth, the wounded with the wounder's will. And that's how summer passed away. Great divide and range of green, green grass and home. Maybe it was peace at last, who knew? Hello, love, my invincible friend. Oh, hello, love, the thistle and the burr. Oh, hello, love, for you I have so many words. But I forget where we were. Listening, I was stung by all of us, the blind leading up the board. And as per usual, you were skipping and laughing eyes at the bedroom door. Don't take it so seriously, no. Only time is ours, the rest we'll just wait and see. Maybe you're right, babe. Forget where we were anymore. I forget where we were anymore. I forget where we were anymore. I forget where we were.
Peace, serenity. I hope you know I-
the path that I'm walking, I must go alone. I must take the baby steps till I'm full grown, full grown. Fairy tales don't always have a happy ending, do they? And I foresee the dark ahead if I stay. I hope you know, I hope you know that this is nothing to do with you. It's personal, myself and I. We got some straightening out to do. And I'm gonna miss you like a child misses their blanket. Myself and center, clarity brings serenity.
Thank you.
sweetheart, what have you done to us? I turned my back and it turned to dust. What have you done? And oh, please, just come here, don't fight with me. And I admit, think you may have broken it. Will you admit? clouds move over Pontiac skies. Their silent thunder matches mine. I know this feeling from long ago. I wondered, was it gone? But now I know. So when she calls, don't send.
Thank you.
All I can ever be to you is the darkness that we know, and this regret I got accustomed to. Once it was the ride when we were at our height, waiting for you in the hotel at night. I knew I had him at my match, but every moment we could snatch. I don't know why I got so attached. It's my responsibility. You don't own nothing to me but to walk away. I have no capacity. He walks away, the sun goes down. He takes the day, but I'm grown. And in your way, in this blue shade, my tears dry on their own. I don't understand, why do I stress the man when there's so many bigger things at hand? We could have never had it all. We had to hit a wall. So this is inevitable withdrawal. Even if I stop wanting you, that perspective pushes true. I'll be some next man's other woman. So I can't break myself again. I should just be my own best friend. I fuck myself in the head with stupid man. He walks away, the sun goes down. He takes the day. But say no regrets, and no most of no day. Cause as we kiss goodbye, the sun sets. So we are history. The shadow covers me. The sky above the blaze, lonely lovers see. He walks away, the sun goes down. He takes the day, but I'm grown. And in your way, my blue shade, my tears dry. The sun goes down, he takes the day, but I am grown. And in your way, my deep shade, my tears dry on their own. He walks away, the sun goes down, he takes the day.
The right amount of sad for you tonight.
Yes, me too. Yeah, and hopefully that made you, or maybe not, but think of stories about crying, positive or negative.
Yeah, thinking about your relationship to crying, and I feel like me requesting if you ask yourself if it's healthy is a little much, but just like evaluate. Do you need to cry more?
Yes.
And are you happy with your crying right now?
If I think not, that's good.
I don't know. Just crying has value.
I love it, Eleanor. So we will tell you what songs you just heard. So first you heard Lying to You by Keaton Henson.
Then you heard Crying at the Wawa by Chris.
Michigan by the Milk Carton Kids.
And Tears Dry on Their Own by Amy Winehouse.
We hope you all have a lovely night, and we will see you next week.
Yes, and we don't have a theme yet, because we got caught up in talking.